Let's get started. I'm substituting for the Rav tonight. We're learning Simon Kuf Chaf Dalet, and we're in the middle of Sif Yud Aleph. Let's make a quick review to remind ourselves what we're discussing. We're talking about that the Mechaber says if a person was in the middle of his Shmona Esrei, and as he was finishing, the Tzibur answered Amen to the Shliach Tzibur, and then he finished his Shmona Esrei, and as the Tzibur is still answering Amen, he's finished. So now, the Mechaber says, so long as the rove of the Tzibur are still responding to the Chazan, he may respond with the Tzibur. And what does it mean? He's finished with his tefillah. It means that he already said Yud Ratzon, and he said Elokei Netzor, so he could respond. So now, the issue is a question of when is the bracha finished? And the Mechaber says, calls him on, that the rove of the Tzibur is answering, he may answer along with the Tzibur. Now, the Ramah adds a point which is very similar to the Mechaber, but there's a slight difference between the two. The Mechaber, we mentioned before, defines an Amen Yesayma as not hearing the bracha, and he's mechuyuv to answer the bracha, and it doesn't matter whether he knows what the bracha is that he's answering or not. Fine. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, in this case where he was davening and he's answering to the Shliach Tzibur Amen, he doesn't have to know what he's answering to so long as he's not mechuyev in the bracha that he's responding. So the Mechaber doesn't mention anything about knowing what he's answering. Now the Ramah, who holds that an Amen Yesayma is any time that he doesn't hear the bracha and he doesn't know what it is, so the Ramah has to point out that this case where he was in the middle of davening and now he finished and the Tzibur is answering Amen and he wants to join in is only if he knows what he's responding to. Because if he doesn't know the bracha that he's responding to is a problem of an Amen Yesayma. Let's see that inside now, the Mechaber and the Ramah, and then we'll pick up with the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Mem Dalet. Im ba'oid ha'adam mispalo fayim shliach tzibur bracha. If, while a person is mispalo, the shliach tzibur finished the bracha. V'kaidim shekalsa anias amin mipi roiv ha'tzibur, and before the roiv of the tzibur finishes answering amin, siim zeh, tefilasoi, and he finished his tefilas, so now he could respond, meaning he finished his Elokei Netzor, he finished Yud Ratzon, and he could respond. So then, halacha is, Eina imayam iman, amen. He can answer, amen. And again, we pointed out, the Mechaber does not make any stipulations if he has to know what the bracha was or not, because according to him, it's irrelevant so long as he's not mechuyev in the bracha he's responding to. So the Haggah wants to point out that that would be an Amen Yesayma if he doesn't know, according to him. Vafilu leishama bracha klal, even if he didn't hear the bracha, which could be a problem of an Amen Yesayma, rak shemneya tzibur oinen amen, he just hears the tzibur saying amen, v'yodea al ezet bracha kai yanaim. But he knows what they're answering. He knows which bracha they're answering, so then he could answer with them. So let's see the Mishneh Berurah up to there, and then we'll see the end of the Ramah after the Mishneh Berurah. Mem Dalet and Mem Hei. Mem Dalet. Vafilu, who gam came with Divrei HaMechaber. This is also to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch also agrees that a person could respond if he knows what he's answering. So what was the point of the Ramah? V'lehidesh rak, v'meshikasav yodeya al eza bracha. He knows which bracha he's answering. The Ramah over here is going according to his opinion previously that we had, that he holds that if a person says amen to a bracha and he doesn't know what the bracha is, that's an amen yesayma. He has to point out over here we know what we're responding to. That's what the Ramah was doing. Fine. Mem hei, shemeya tzibur, and here he hears the tzibur. Now we have an interesting point over here. What happens if a person, he hears this, a yachid, he hears one person answering amen? So we mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch that if you have a whole tzibur and they're answering amen, once the rove is finished, so then he can't respond anymore. There are yachidim that are still saying amen. So l'chayra, a yachid is not enough for a justification to answer amen. We need the roiv of the tzibur. But what if there's just one person? So here the Mishneh Berurah is going to tell us that one person, so long as he's answering amen, we can join in. Because the problem where you have when you have a tibur that a yachid does not count is because he's batal to the tibur. When there's a roiv, then the miut is batal. Whereas if there's only a yachid, so then so long as the yachid is saying the amen, he may join in with that yachid. Says the Mishnah Berurah, see the inside. Sifkan bim hey shamei a tibur hu adin im shama she yachid oinei amen. If there's a yachid answering amen, you may join in. If you hear a yachid, you may say amen with him, as long as you know what he's saying amen to. V'yadei al eizah bracha kai da'oinei imay. You can answer with him. So now, why did the Mechaber say a tzibur? Because he's talking about a tzibur. V'nokat tzibur mishum da'ayriya mechaber l'inyin tzibur. That's what we're discussing. V'afogav the Mechaber einli matir ela kodem shekalf amen mipi roiv. The Mechaber only allows you to respond so long as the rov is still going. But once the rov is finished and you only have a yachid who is responding to the chazan, then you can't answer it anymore. If you see that a yachid is not good enough to still answer amen, avala miut loimahani, that's because the miut is batal to the roi. But if you don't have a roi, if it's just one person, then you can join in. Hainu mishum de miut legabi rov hevi kamanda lesa. A miut compared to the roi is if he doesn't exist. Oy mi pnei tamim acherim kamoshi katav ti bever lacha. Could be there's other reasons, like he says in bever lacha. Avol im ein sham tzibur klal. But if there's no tzibur, ela yachid, there's only a yachid, oyne ima. He can answer with him. So let's just say that again to make sure we got it clear. We have here a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that if you have a tzibur and rov the tzibur is answering and then they finish, and then there's a yachid who's answering after them, then he's no longer allowed to join in and answer amen with this yachid. However, if there's a plain yachid who's answering amen, he's answering a bracha, so then he can answer in with that yachid, even though the yachid, maybe he's making a long amen, you can still answer it and call him on that the yachid is saying the amen. No problem. What is different at tzibur, where the yachidim don't count, and the yachid by himself? Because when you have a tzibur, so then the miut is batal in the roif. Mash ein kein, if you don't have a tzibur, there's only a yachid, so he's not batal. Fine. Let's go further. The last point in the Ramah, we have the last four words over here in Sifyud Aleph. Vechein bekadesh ukedusha ubaruchu. This halacha that a person can answer so long as the tzibur is answering is not only true by amen, it's also true by kadesh, it's also true by kedusha, and it's also true by baruchu. We have other halachas where we respond with the tzibur, kadesh, kedusha, baruchu, and we can join in, just like we can join in with an amen, we can join in with these halachas. If a person walks into a room and the olam is responding, amen, yeshme rabba, he can join in with the olam. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, sifkat mem vav, became the kadesh, hayu dechol shalei simu roiv atzibur lanoit, calls them on that the roiv of the tzibur didn't finish answering, he can respond with them. Even though he didn't hear the shliach tzibur saying baruch hu, or he didn't hear the shliach tzibur saying the yizgadol v'yizkadesh, he didn't hear these things. He only heard the response of the tzibur. But since the tzibur is answering and it's still roiv of the tzibur, he can join in. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to make some references to other places, and let's just speak out a little bit what he says over there. They're quite relevant halachas. So let's just speak it out. He says, Ayin Simon Nunvav, but Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Test. First thing he refers us to is Simon Nunvav, and Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Test. So what the Mishnah Berurah says is like this. By Amen Yishmei Rabbah, there's a difference when he comes in. If he comes in at the end of the Amen Yishmei Rabbah, means he only hears the tzibur saying, Mavarach, La'olam, Lo'omel, at the mamash at the end of the Yishmei Rabbah, so the Mishnah Berurah says he should only respond Yehei Shemei Rabbah. He shouldn't say Amen, because the Amen is going on the tefillah of Kaddish, the Yizgadol v'Yizkadesh, that tefillah Ashta Bagal v'Zman Karayiv Yavimru Amen. So that Amen is going on the tefillah before. Since the Tzibur is already towards the end of the Amen Yehei Shemei Rabbah, that means they're finished saying Amen. And he can't join in anymore on that amen, but the Yehei Shemei Rabbah he could say. So they're two separate things. There's an answer amen to the tefillah, and there's a shevach that we say, Yehei Shemei Rabbah. And the shevach we could join in, but the amen we can't join in. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, but if he's there when Roiv Litzibor are saying Amen Yeshemei Rabba, then he could answer Amen also, as long as he has the Yeshuva Das to think about what he's responding Amen to, that it should come quickly, the redemption, the cover of Shemayim should come quickly. So if he thinks that he's responding Amen to that, he could also say Amen Yeshemei Rabba. Fine. That was in Siman Nun Vav. Now in Siman Nun Zayin, Sivkat and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah is talking there about Baruch Hu, and he says that if a person walks in and he hears the Tzibur saying, Baruch Hashem HaMavorach L'Olam Vaed, he can answer even though he didn't hear the Chazan, which is what we had here. But then he says something else. What happens if he missed the Tzibur, but the Chazan is saying, Baruch Hashem HaMavorach L'Olam Vaed? So then he says, Amen. Then he responds, Amen, to the Chazan. So that's the halacha that the Mishnah Berurah is telling us to look up, which now we spoke out. He has a further iyun in this inyan. Let's go further now. We're up to Sif Yud Beis. Ha'oina amen layagbiya kailai yaiser me'amavarech. A person who is answering amen should not raise his voice more than the one who is saying the bracha. So if the shliach tzibur is saying it loud, he can say the amen loud. If the shliach tzibur is not quite so loud, so then he doesn't say the amen quite so loud. He makes it the same level of voice, the same decibel as the chazan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why is this? Sivkat and Mem Zayin, Mishum Dechsiv, Gadolu Lashem, Iti, Bimagadol, Bimereimen, the shame with me, Unereimem Hashemo Yachtav, and we'll be Mereimen, the shame of Hashem, Yachtav together. So the Chazal teach us that a person should equate, we're doing it together, so he shouldn't raise his voice more than the Chazal. The Nira, now the Mishnah Berurah is going to say, that there's other times that we also are doing things together, Divrei Kedusha together, and we should do it the same. We should blend in. Don't stick out. Don't make yourself louder. V'nira du adin l'inyan baruchu oy birkas ha-zimun. If you're responding to baruchu or to the bracha of the zimun, then you should also make yourself like everybody else, like the person who is making the call to worship. Kam kein l'yagbiya ha'ina yaisar me'am mavarech, shouldn't answer more than the mavarech. An exception would be if he's doing it to be mezarez, if the oilam is quiet and he wants to be ma'ir the oilam, so he can say louder to get them to be louder also. So teva of people, if they're embarrassed or whatever, when somebody else is saying loud, then naturally people will get louder. So that's what he wants to do, is to be ma'ir the oilam. Then it's mutter. Oid nira dim kavanasei ba'arimai kailai kadei mezarez la'am. He wants to inspire, he wants to get people more motivated to say it out loud, shanu gam hein, then it's mutter, then he's allowed to do so. Period. Let's say a few piskei dinim about amen, about who we're responding to. Interesting halachas over here. Ayin lekaman, the simon, reish tes vav, sif gimel. First, he gives a reference to Hilchas Brachas, the halachas of amen. And over there it says in Shulchan Aruch that if a child is practicing brachas. He's learning how to make brachas, and he's saying again and again, he's practicing and he's saying with Hashem's name and everything, he's practicing brachas. So you do not answer amen to these brachas, since it's not really bracha, he's just saying it in order to learn the nusach of the bracha, so then he does not respond amen. V'ayin sham oid, then the Mishnah says further, we should look there more, de'achar ketanim b'nei chinuch, that we do respond to children who are b'nei chinuch to their bracha. Now I want to tell you something very fascinating. The Dirsha brings this down, and I have in front of me the Orchis Rabbeinu, which is put together by a Talmud of the Stipler. He followed him around. He wrote down all of his hanhagas. He was close to the Stipler and the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And it's a fascinating sefer. It's all like Lamaisa, all the different hanhagas and titkas and inyanim and hashkafas of the gedolim of Bnei Brak in that time in the beginning, with the Gedolei Olam Chazon Ish and the Stipler and these great people. So he says that he saw in the house of the Stipler that they used to train their children to make brachas at a year and a half old, 2 years old, to make brachas. Now they're way beneath the age of chinuch, a child who is chayav and brachas is only when he understands Hashem, he understands he's making a bracha, he should be 6 years old, 5, 6, 7, he should be at an age that he has enough seichel that he understands what he's doing over here. And the stipler would train the children at a very young age, and he would say amen. And when he would give candy to his grandchildren, he would tell them, make a bracha, and he would answer amen on their bracha. Fine. And after they would eat, he would be mechanech them to say, brich rechmana, malka da'alma, mari da'haipita. He would, that's a short benching also. The Gemara says such a nisuch. Fine. So now, kan shoy ben, we have over here, our Mishnah Berurah says that you only answer amen on b'nei chinuch. And the Mishnah Berurah really says it's clearly over there in the halachas of amen. The Mishnah Berurah says that you do not respond amen to a child who is younger than chinuch. And here we see the stipler going, who was new kol tar kula, he was machanik badavka the children that they should make brachas very, very young, way before the age of chinuch. Which, what's the meaning of that? And then he would answer amen, which also seems the Mishnah Berurah says not to do that, and he did it. So what's going on over here? Very peculiar. So the Mechaber here, the Megia, the one who put together the Sefer Dorchus Rabbeinus, he was a very chashuv yid. He had a very chashuv brother-in-law. We probably heard of him. It was Rav Goin, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was his brother-in-law. So he had good company to ask his shailas to. He was in the company of the stipler, in the company of the Chazanish, in the company of the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. We're talking about the Gedolei Olam. So he's enough. Huh? So now when he asked, so he asked his brother-in-law, what does he think about this? What's pshat? So he says that he also does the same thing. He's mechanech the children that they should make brachas at a very young age, and even though it's not shayach chinuch, he says that the inyan is that we're teaching them to be saturated with divrei kedusha. Like, I'll use my own mashal, like Chazal say, that when a child begins to speak, so you start telling him, Shema Yisrael, and Torah Tziva, Lanu, Moshe, Marashe, Achilles, Yaakov, you start teaching him the Lashon HaKodesh, you start teaching him Divrei Kedusha. He doesn't know what he's saying, he's just saying, he's just repeating that to you. But you want to fill him up, you want to saturate him with Divrei Kedusha. So that's the Indian. He says that like you would tell the kid when the uncle is, he say, uncle, you know, it's the tanta, right? He doesn't know what uncle means. He doesn't know what tante is. But you saturate him with the words, and they soak in. He wants to soak in the kedusha. That's the inyan. Now the question is: so how can you respond? How can you respond amen to him? So the Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that he also answered amen, but he kind of didn't say it so clearly. He said amen, and he didn't finish off the end of the amen. But the stipler, he mama said amen. So what was pshat in this? So he asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, also what he thought. So he said the reason was the same idea, that he wanted to get him saturated with Kedusha. And the inyan of the Amen is as follows. That we're not answering Amen on the child's bracha because there's a chiyuv Amen on the bracha. We're answering Amen on the child's bracha to be mechanech the child to answer Amen on the bracha. He should hear that he makes a bracha and somebody says Amen to the bracha. So now he knows that when somebody else will make a bracha, he'll also say amen to the bracha. So this is chinuch. L'mai nafka mina, either way you're saying amen. The difference will be if the child doesn't hear you. If whatever the situation is, he's not going to know that you're answering amen. So if the reason that you're answering amen is a chiyuv, so then you'd have to say amen if and if he wouldn't hear you. But if the inyan of the amen is just a chinuch, that he should hear that people answer amen to his bracha, so then it's only if he's going to hear you. So that's the nafka mina. So until he's at the age of chinuch, he's 6 years old, 7 years old, depends on his abilities, if he's able to understand, he's making a bracha. Until that age, when you're answering amen, it's just a chinuch amen, which means he should hear that there's an amen after a bracha. But if it's from that age on, the age of chinuch, then it's a chiyuv. Then you're answering for the chiyuv, and you should answer even if he won't hear you, he won't know that you're answering amen, you still answer amen. Fascinating. Let's go further. Now we're talking about other people who make brachas. Who do we answer amen to or not? V'achar shaita. What happens if a shaita makes a bracha? Ein la nois amen. We do not answer amen the law of bar mitzvah klal. He's not a bar mitzvah. He's not chayav in mitzvahs. He doesn't know what he's doing, what he's saying, so we don't answer amen. Parenthetically, the Mr. Burr is going to mention that he had a kasha, the Prima Gadim, who we're quoting, when he said this halacha, he said that you should not answer amen to a shoite or a cheresh v'shoite. Now, a cheresh, we know, is somebody who is deaf and dumb. He can't speak, he can't hear. And so that person, he's pater from mitzvah. But now, let's just hold cheshbon. If he's making a bracha, so that means that he's not mute. Yeah, maybe he's deaf, but he's not a mute. If he's making a bracha, he's not a mute. If he's not a mute, then he is chayav in mitzvahs. So then why are you telling me that I can't answer him into his bracha? Of course I can answer him into his bracha. He's chayav in mitzvahs. I can't hear, but he can make a bracha. He's not a mute. So then he's not pater from mitzvahs. So that's the Mishnah Berurah is saying parenthetically that when the Prima Gadim said cheresh v'shoita, the cheresh was just, they always go together, the three stooges, the cheresh, shoita, and the kadim. So he didn't mean to say that a cheresh is you don't answer amen, because the truth is you would answer amen. Such a cheresh that could say a bracha, you could answer amen also. Prima gadim kazav acher cheresh v'shoita, shigur delishnu, just they go together, the cheresh ha-medaber v'enu shameya bevadei chayev u'b'mitzvah. The cheresh who's medaber v'enu shameya, is certainly chayev u'mitzvah, you should answer amen. One last person we'll talk about, we had a kadim. We had a shaita. Let's talk about nashim. What happens if an isha makes a bracha on the mitzvahs asei shazman grama? We know that mitzvahs asei shazman grama and nashim are pitureis. They're not obligated to do the mitzvah. And it's really a machlokas or rishayim if they even make the bracha. The minhag ashkenaz is they make a bracha. So now the shaila is, do we, the men, or anybody, answer ame to their bracha? So the Prima Gadim says it's a reshus. You don't have to. But you can. V'achar nashim sheberchu al mitzvah tasei shazman grama, yuchal lanois amin. The lesson of yuchal, he could do it, is pshat that he doesn't have to, but he could. Wonderful, we finished the simon. Now we learn about kedusha, simon kuf, chaf hei, dine kedusha, tif aleph. We're going to talk about who says the hadama to the kedusha. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that the shliach sibra says, nagdishach, or we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, the Minhag Ashkenaz is Nekadesh, and everybody listens. And when the Shliach Sibra gets up to Karas, El Zev Amar, then everybody together says Kadesh, 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 and the same thing, the whole Kedusha, the Shliach Sibra then says, Ulumasam, Shavachim Varmim, or Baruch Yameiru, and then the Sibra says, Baruch Havoyd Hashem Im Kaimah. That's how the Shulchan Aruch says to do it. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that the Taz and others, the Arizal, held that you do it together, and that's probably the most common minhag. What you're familiar with is that the Olam says it together. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Ein hatzibur oimrim im shliach tzibur nagdishach. The tzibur does not say together with the shliach tzibur nagdishach. That was the nusach of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. Ela shoyskin mechavnin lamash shliach tzibur oimer. They listen. And the mechaven to what the Shliach Tzibur says, ad shemegia the kedusha until he gets the kedusha, va'az einem atzibur kadosh, and then the tzibur says kadosh, and then the same thing too through the end. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. What is the reason that we listen to the Shliach Tzibur? We don't say together with him. Hatam the niskan shliach tzibur yemerenu bishvil hakahal. The takana was that the Shliach Tzibur is saying it for the Kahal. He's a shliach of the Tzibur. So it doesn't make sense. If you have a shliach, you send somebody to be your shliach, and then you go do it yourself. So that's the svara of the Shulchan Aruch. You send him to be your shliach, and he's saying the words for the Tzibur, and then you go and say it with him. V'yiyeh shluchem, he should be your shliach, ukshagama Tzibur, oimrim oisai. If the Tzibur is saying it with him, eki kare shliach Tzibur shluchem, how can you call him a shliach when he's doing it with them? The king of Kaddish, the same thing by Kaddish. Until you get to Ej Meirabah, you should not be saying with the Chazan, because he's the shliach for the Tzibur, he says, and you respond, Amen, but you don't say together with. That's what the Shulchan Aruch holds, and at least by the Kaddish, that's what everybody does. Vafilu Yesh Minyan Milvadai, even if there's a minyan aside from him, Shashaimim, Umazinim, Mashlik Sibur, they hear and they're paying attention to Mashlik Sibur. So he doesn't need you for the listening. Yeah, he doesn't need you to listen. Gamkein Aser, it is Aser to listen, or, excuse me, to speak or to say along with the chazan. In other words, it's not just a matter of if you're saying you're not listening to the chazan. No, the problem over here is that you have a mitzvah to listen. You're asking, we say it first, and then the chazan says afterwards. So we hear it. Yeah, but we want to make the shliach tzibur our shliach. If the Mishnah Berurah is assuming if you would say it together with the shliach tzibur, you wouldn't hear him. So that's a problem in and of itself because it's a mitzvah to listen. So our minhag is to say it, and then the shliach tzibur says afterwards anyway. So you're going to hear him saying it, huh? He'll repeat it. Yeah. He's going to say it after the tzibur. So you're going to hear it from the shliach tzibur. But to hear what he's talking about, you'll say it together with him simultaneously. And it seems their minhag, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. The Mishnah Berurah is going to mention the Kash. Everybody has a mitzvah to listen and pay attention to the Shliach Tzibur. And then to answer afterwards. Period. So now the Mishnah Berurah is going to say, since there's a mitzvah to listen, so then we shouldn't be saying that we mentioned already, and we shouldn't be doing other things as well, even learning. A person shouldn't learn during the Hadama to Kedusha or during the Kaddish. I mean, Tom's that for the same reason. Afilu im yirtza lilmoid al yidei hira. He wants to think. He won't even have a sefer. He'll just think about his learning. Gam kein aser. It's forbidden. Misha shemavcha l'chazan nekaddish. As soon as the chazan says nekaddish or nakdishach, then he shouldn't be thinking about other things. He has to hear the chazan. Mechain b'kaddish. The same thing by kaddish. Im loy b'sha shechazan marach b'nigun. It looks like the chazan is Tom singing. Not when he's saying words. Period. Now, let's talk about what is Kedusha exactly? What's the Iker Kedusha? And what's extra? So we're going to have here two opinions. The first opinion is that everything we say in the weekday, not much everything, the Nakdishach or the Nakadesh, and then obviously the Kadosh, and then also the Lumasam and the Baruch, and the V'divrei Kachecha, and the Yimlech, everything that we say in the weekday, the whole thing is called Kedusha. And the only thing that wouldn't be called Kedusha that's considered extra, that you're not, that you would be allowed then to learn technically, would be what you say on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the extra, that's called extra. And then the second opinion is that no, the only thing that's called Kedusha, the Iker Kedusha, is just the two psukim, Kadosh, and Baruch. Those two psukim. Everything else is not considered the Iker Kedusha, and according to that, it will be mutter to learn. Let's see the inside. The Enoi Nikra Kedusha Ela Naritzach, Ru L'minig HaSfard, that's the Minig Sfard, Sh'aymrim Kain, V'chol Tefila Shachres, V'kain Ashkenazim, Sh'aymrim Nekadesh, each place according to their Minig. L'umasam, and then the L'umasam, U'v'divrei. They don't listen to the chazan, they say it before. On Shabbos we say after we say Shema Yisrael and we say Mim Kaimcha, all these things are not the Iker Nusuch of the Kedusha. By Musaf also, even... And we always Shema Yisrael and Musaf and Mim Kaimcha and Shachris. Yeah, well, there's extra, each one has extra parts. McCain Mutter will Moidaz, and according to this opinion, according to everybody would come out, that it would be Mutter to learn at these times, the Noilim saying Shema Yisrael or something like that. If the Chazan saying Shema Yisrael, he could think of learning. I did hear Kain Kazim, Agin Avram, B'Shem Agos, Yesh Nechlim. That's the first opinion that holds that everything you say in the weekday is called Kedusha, and then everything else you do on Shabbos and Yom Tov would be considered extra. Even the Yimlech is not a part of the Iker Kedusha. So according to that opinion, only the Kadosh and the Baruch is the Iker Kedusha. And in Siman Samech Vav, where it talks about we are allowed to answer in the middle of Birkas Kriyishma, so it says over there you're only allowed to answer Kadosh and Baruch because of this reason. That's the Iker Kedusha. Fine. We said in the Shulchan Aruch, you listen to the Chazan and you don't say yourself. The Mishmar is now going to bring that there are those who are Mekel, they say that you can say with the Shliach Tzibur. We say in the minik, common minig is to say before the Shliach Tzibur. Let's see that. V'yesh Mekilim Shiuchal Loimar Ima Shliach Tzibur, this is a Taz, and then the Achrenim bring B'Shem Narizal, and that's Nispashet in most places. But the Mishnah really holds technically you shouldn't do so. The right thing to do would be Kamosha Kasav Shulchan Aruch. The Achronim, the Poiskim, all go with the Shulchan Aruch. It's just the Shliach Sibur's job. And the Gra did that in his Kois, where they daven, they used to not say, only the Shliach Sibur said. But it became common minig that the Oilam says Nekadish. The Shabbos Oimrim Kadovar Amor Bekamat, the way you say it is with a kamat. The Yirah Shliach Sibur L'Saim, oh, this is a very interesting halacha. The Shliach Sibur has to be careful to finish off L'Masam V'Divrei Kodim She'afchilu HaKahal Baruch V'Yimleh. Before the Olam said Baruch and Yimleh, Ken Kaza Magnavram B'Shem Sefer Chassidim. What does he mean? Let's explain this. Ratzal Leimar. Shliyim Shaykh HaShliach Sibur Kolkak B'Mirasai L'Masam V'Divrei. He shouldn't schlep out. When he says L'Masam Baruch Yomeru, whatever, he stretches out the Yomeru, and then the Olam starts answering the Baruch Kavod Hashem Yom Kaimai before the Shliach Sibur finishes. That's a problem. He shouldn't schlep it out. Also, they shouldn't start Yimlai before he finishes his Hagdama to this. Yeah, but who was in the Kaddish, the Baruch, the same thing with Kaddish and Baruch, the whole Davar, Shainim, Akar, Shliach, Tzibur, anything that the Tzibur has to answer after the Shliach, Tzibur, like Akar, Mavarach, or any person is making a Baruch, like Yimshek, Shliach, Tzibur, Oya, Mavarach, Besaifai, Kaddish, Layana, Akar, Akar, Kaddim, Shiasayim. The Chazan, or the person making the Baruch, has an Achrayis, that he should not schlep out at the end of his Baruch, or whatever he's saying that they have to respond to, so that they shouldn't end up responding before he's finished. And the problem with this is like a Amen Chatufa we mentioned in Sifchet, that if a person responds before it's time to respond, so that's called an Amen Chatufa, and it's Aser, Chazal say it's Aser, and there's a terrible Einish for it also. So that's the Achrayas of the Chazan, not to be Machshel the Oilam, not to schlep it out. V'yezek ein Amen Chatufa le'el simen another interesting thing, the way that we say the Kedusha, so the poets can bring down from the Maharil that he used to bow down by Baruch and Yimloich, and the Daki Moshe says that there's no known makor for this, and the Olam didn't take it on, it's not the minig, and we'll see later in the Mishnah Berurah that the Shlach says that the Kabbalah is to go up on the toes like we do by Kaddish. Let's see the Maharil. Maharil, Kesha'amar Baruch V'Yimloich, he would be kireya, he would bend down, and then he would stand up by Hashem's name. We didn't find any source for this. It never became accepted in Klai Yisrael to do this. Fine. Sivka and Gimel, Kadosh, Yav Yachid, Sh'amar Kadosh, 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 V'adayin Ishlik, Sibar Haya, B'vakara Zel. That what happens if a person answers too early? Yesh Eimrim D'lo Yatsa. Some say not Yaitse. He has to say it again. The Tom is Pashit. The Tzarech Lana is Bei Atzarech Echad. He has to say it with a minion. So if you chaps too early and you said Kaddish before the Olam is saying Kaddish, so you weren't saying it with a minion. So you got to say it again with the Tzibur. The Kain usually Zayar Gam Kain Shaloi Yachar Leimar Asa Kedusha Achar Kol. You have to be careful not to say it after the Kehila also. If a person is saying the pious, he's saying Nakdishach or something like that, if he sees that the oil is already up to Kaddish Kaddish, he better just forget about the Nakdishach and go straight to Kedusha. Take a few like the Emsa. I want to tell you one point on this. The Bir Lach over here says that just like the Sibur shouldn't say either too early or too late, the Shliach Tzibur also, L'chaira, should say together with the Tzibur. He says Naktishach or Nekadesh, and then he should be saying Kadesh together with the Tzibur. And then he starts asking a question. Well, maybe since he's the Chazan, and the Chazan's job is to be Mait to the Tzibur, so even if he'll say it afterwards, all by himself, that's considered B'Tzibur. And then he says, no, really, by Kedusha, everybody says Kadesh themselves. Even the Amoratim said Kadesh themselves. You don't need the Shliach Tzibur. So he's saying it by himself. So he should really say it before. Then he says, well, maybe not. Maybe there's a mile of Shliach Tzibur since there's a halacha of a person in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. and he can't answer Kadosh, so he should listen to the Chazan, and he'll be yaitu with the Chazan. So maybe because of that, if the Chazan says it afterwards, he'll have a din of saying it b'tzibur. This is a question of the Bar Halacha, he's not sure. And he says, but certainly if he'll wait a little bit and he'll say it while Rov of the Tzibur is still answering, that would certainly be good enough. This is a Bar Halacha. Now, Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, somebody asked him about this. He doesn't make mention of the Mishnah Berurah, but Rav Moshe says that fakir, that the Shliach Tzibur should B'davka say it after the Tzibur, because his job is to be mitzi these people who are in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. And if the Tzibur is saying Kadosh, they're not going to hear the shot when he's saying Kadosh. And they can't be Yaitzeh. Trei Kali Lo Mishtami. You can't hear him. So they can't be Yaitzeh when the Shliach Tzibur is saying together with the Kahal. So the Shliach Tzibur should B'davka wait until afterwards. That's Rav Moshe's psak. And Agav, he says another thing very interestingly. He says that you don't have to ask the Chazan to be Moitzi you. If you know that you daven along Shmoneh Esrei and you're going to miss Kedusha, you don't have to ask him. He automatically is Moitzi you because that's his job. He's a Shliach Tzibur. However, let's say that your neighbor, a lot of the Chazanim don't say it out loud. You don't hear them. And you figure, you got a neighbor, he always finishes Shmoneh Esrei on time. You ask him, listen, I'm always in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. The Shliach Tzibur never says it out loud. Do me a favor. Be Moitzi me. Every time that there's Kedusha, say it out loud and have me in mind. So Moshe says, that's good. But if you don't ask him, so then he can't assume he's being Moitzi. You need Kavana to be Moitzi. This is Rav Moshe. There's another sefer, one of the Achrayim called Bavushe Mordechai. He says that even if you didn't ask your neighbor, there's an Indian to listen. And even though we paskin make our din that mitzvah strikas Kavana, but it's a machlokis, and there are opinions that say that mitzvah ain't strikas Kavana, and if you hold mitzvah ain't strikas Kavana, so then you could be yaitzeh with the person who doesn't have Kavana to be might to you. So then it would be a mile, even if you didn't ask the guy next, it would be a mile to hear him anyway, because you, according to the mandamer, holds that mitzvah ain't strikas Kavana, it could be yaitzeh. Fine, that's a very interesting thing, but al kaponim, this is a good zach. If you can hear the chazan, it's meiridik. If you know, you're not going to be hearing the chazan, so then it's a good thing to ask somebody before it could be made to you. We have another minute. Let's make a start on the next sif over here. Tari v'chavein ragla b'shah sh'oimer kedusha, im shleich sivur, you should have your feet together when you say kedusha. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Dalet, v'chavein ragla, k'moy shekasa v'simen sadakei, says you have your feet together like the Malachim. B'tzarech l'chavein b'yoyser b'kedusha l'kadesh et Hashem yizbarach. When we say kedusha, we're being the kadesh Hashem. B'zchus zeh yashre alav Hashem yizbarach kedusha milamayla. Where zeicha Hashem puts kedusha on us. When we say Kedusha, we get Kedusha from Lamaila. So a person, he should have Kavanah to be Mekabel this Kedusha, he's being Mekadosh Hashem. V'yichavin l'kayim l'pasuk, he should think he's being Mekayim l'pasuk, v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, that he's being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, he's being Mekayim a mitzvah deraisa. V'arizal hayam mazir mo'od al zeh. The Arizal used to tell people all the time, you have to have Kavanah when you say Kedusha, that you're being Mekadosh Hashem, you're being Mekayim l'pasuk, v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, and you get an extra Kedusha, it's a merdekazach. And Nusach, let's go into the Nusach a little bit, Shemakdishim with a mem, blowing Makdishin. The Gam Yafrish Ketaz Ben Tevas Shemakdishim LeTevas Oisai. You have to separate between Makdishim and Oisai. It shouldn't sound Chalila like Moisai. Shekasuv Akakak Kedalael Simon Samech Alas Lagabi Kriyishma. Like we find by Kriyishma. Stop here.